Just said recording in progress, so you hope so. Oh, oh, no.
Yeah. That's good.
Those white tune on that just about. It's just a case of plugging in the noise to stick the sound.
Microphone, switch the microphone on. Switch the microphone on.
There we are. Can you hear me now? Okay, just a couple of notices, please. The Baptist Church will be holding their AGM, their annual general meeting, on Sunday, the 20th of March. If anyone would like to be nominated or to nominate someone else to serve as a deacon on the diaconate, please can you see Catherine Bruce for a nomination form. Deacons must have been a church member for at least 12 months. The meeting on the 12th of March will be held after worship and lunch. All are welcome to attend the meeting and lunch, but only members can vote on any church matters. Now, if you would like to come to the lunch, this is the important bit perhaps, put your name on the form that's in the porch, on the wall, on the notice board. Put your name on that if you want to come to the lunch. And the only other thing I would say is that this coming Friday, the 4th of March, it's the World Day of Prayer, what used to be the Women's World Day of Prayer, but now it's open to all, organised by women, though still, this year organised by the women of England, Wales and Northern Ireland. So if you would like to come to that, it's 7 o'clock this Friday at St Aidan's Church. See you there. Thank you. Right, over to you, Francis, now, please.
Good morning, dear friends. We welcome those who are here physically and those who are following the service online via Zoom. It's a great pleasure to meet again in this holy sanctuary to just worship God. That's what we are called for. I know the room is a bit cold. I wish I can do some Kenyan dancing music so that you can jiggle yourself a little bit and catch some warmth. As we begin our service, we begin with Psalms 99. The Lord reigns. Let the people tremble. Is seated between the cherubims. Let the heart be moved. The Lord is great in Zion. He is high above all the people. Let them praise thy great and terrible name, for yet it's a holy name. So the scripture just sets the pace. We open our telly, our ears are hearing. We open our eyes see what is happening. And times they shake us. They make us not to open our curtains. They make us not to turn our telly anymore because of the terror, the bad things that fellow human beings continue to do each other. In all this, the church is reminded that they have a place to understand and to get a vision and a revelation. God reigns. And we are told when God reigns, the earth trembles. For he sits surrounded by angels. Then the earth be moved. So our goal is to praise the Lord, to sing to the Lord in all situations, and allow God people to know that praise has to be in greatness. No wonder the Israelites, as they marched from Egypt, they knew one way of conquering and making the enemy to tremble or to sing sound songs of Zion. Father, we set our faith in your holy ground. In today's Transgression Sunday, Transfiguration Sunday, when God, you called Moses into the mountain to commune with him. And when he came back, there was a glorious Shekinah glory in his face. And when you took your disciples away for a retreat also, as they fell asleep, when they woke up, Jesus' face was filled with a glorious Shekinah. And some of them said, it was better we were there. Lord, it's better that we are here today to commune with you, to worship you, that our lives can glow, shine, brighten again in the midst of COVID, war, and conflict around the world. You are a God who reigns, and therefore we bring praise and worship to your holy name. For these prayers we bring in Jesus' name. Amen. The church as Kings of Baptists shouted, amen. The church as Kings of Baptists shouted, hallelujah. Oh, that's better. And this has taken us to our first hymn, Worship the King, all glorious above.
Royals of love, whose God we serve.
Please be seated as we welcome our first reading from Exodus chapter 34, 29 to 33. This will be followed by 2 Corinthians chapter 4, 1 to 6.
So the first reading is from Exodus chapter 34, verses 29 to 33. Moses goes down from Mount Sinai. When Moses went down from Mount Sinai, carrying the Ten Commandments, his face was shining because he had been speaking with the Lord, but he did not know it. Aaron and all the people looked at Moses and saw his face was shining, and they were afraid to go near him. But Moses called them, and Aaron and all the leaders of the community went to him, and Moses spoke to them. After that, all the people of Israel gathered around him, and Moses gave them all the laws that the Lord had given him on Mount Sinai. When Moses had finished speaking to them, he covered his face with a veil.
The second reading is from 2 Corinthians 4, verses 1 to 6. God in his mercy has given us this work to do, and so we are not discouraged. We put aside all secret and shameful deeds. We do not act with deceit, nor do we falsify the word of God. In the full light of truth, we live in God's sight, and try to commend ourselves to everyone's good conscience. For if the gospel we preach is hidden, it is hidden only from those who are being lost. They don't believe because their minds have been kept in the dark by the evil god of this world. He keeps them from seeing the light shining on them, the light that comes from the good news about the glory of Christ, who is the exact likeness of God. For it is not ourselves that we preach Jesus Christ as Lord, and ourselves as your servants for Jesus. The God who said, out of darkness the light shall shine, is the same God who made his light shine in our hearts, to bring us the knowledge of God's glory shining in the face of Christ.
Thank you. Our second hymn, What a Friend. we have in Jesus. This leads us to the last gospel reading today, Luke 9:28-33. Then we will go for a reflection.
So Luke 9:28-33, the Transfiguration. About a week after he had said these things, Jesus took Peter, John, and James with him, and he went up a hill to pray. While he was praying, his face changed its appearance, and his clothes became dazzling white. Suddenly, two men were talking with him. They were Moses and Elijah, who appeared in heavenly glory and talked with Jesus about the way in which he would soon fulfill God's purpose by dying in Jerusalem. Peter and his companions were sound asleep, but they woke up and they saw Jesus' glory and the two men who were standing with him. As the men were leaving Jesus, Peter said to him, "Master, how good is it that we are here? We will make three tents, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." He didn't really know what he was saying.
Thank you. Let's have a word of prayer. Father, we pray for the reflection of today. Inspire us, draw some insight and some lessons from this reading, so that when we finish this service, we'll be encouraged like never before. In Jesus' name, amen. If I can quote almost the second to last stanza of "What a Friend We Have in Jesus": "Have we trials and temptation? Is there trouble anywhere? We should never be discouraged. Take it to the Lord in prayer. Have you ever had temptation, trials? And I will not go to the details of what temptations are, what trials are. But the last 2 years, it has been a difficult year from a global scale, not only UK. A difficult year where lives were taken away from us. The economy was put in a very awkward position that affected the well-being of the UK families. Employers were forced to close down. Workers had no choice but to work from home. And some of those who did not get jobs struggled to pay their house rent. Young people suffered, disturbed mentally. Some of them developed mental health issues as a result of isolation, not being able to meet, play around with other young children. So it was a difficult year, and I believe we are rising out of a crisis with a sign of life, a sign of freshness. In today's service, it helps us to reflect on the importance of retreating back and having a moment of reflection on our journey. In Kenyan language, I'll call it our safari. How has been our safari as a church? How has been your safari as a person? How has been your safari as Kingstock Baptist and Methodist family? Some of you know very well, and you're very aware, life from an individual point can be a boring life. That's why in sociology they say, human beings are social beings. They depend on each other for their well-being. If I live alone in isolation, I'll find it very difficult. I'll be impacted not only mentally, but psychologically and spiritually. Therefore, the purpose for Jesus coming to this world was one mission, to bring the world together as one family through the power of the cross of Golgotha, that mountain, that valley called Golgotha, that foot, that ground was to be a common ground for the entire human race. So we are told, of course, that cross, no wonder it's like this. Intersections, bringing people from all corners of the world. People from the east, people from the west, people from the north, people from the south, people from Africa, people from Asia, people from Europe, people from America, and people from all over the world. The coming of Jesus is very essential. And therefore, within our region, Kings of Raging, we exist for one another. Our future is within ourselves. We have to keep on reflecting about our future between Methodists and the Kings of Family, as well as churches within our region, what we call Kings of Churches together. We have done a lot of things together with churches together, but I know fatigue has grown within the churches together. And we reflected on our survival as churches together within Kingstock area, region. And we say we are not pulling from it, because we depend upon each other. So we are challenging our survival by asking you, please don't let kings of churches together die. Please support the activities, the things that we do together. They help us to grow as a family. As I go to the reflection briefly, what 10 things can you mention in the Bible that you know? Just 10 items in the Bible. There's no formula where to start. I'll give you a brief moment to think about 10 things that you can mention listed. 1, 2, 3 in the Bible, any section of the Bible. Jesus washing the feet of his disciples. I need 10 following each other. Yes? The fall of Jericho. It's okay. I wanted to relate. Moses went to the mountain to be given how many things? 10 commandments. I'm not going to ask you to mention one by one, but I'm asking you, can you mention anything 10? Anything 10? Let me give you an example. Yes? Correct! Come on. Yeah. The 10 virgins, the 10 lepers. Correct, yeah. I want to, just an item. You put them together. The fruit of the Spirit. 10 of them. Anybody who can mention what are those 10 fruit of the Spirit? Love. Joy. Peace. Sorry? Patience. Kindness. Long-suffering. Come on. Yes. You're doing well. Gentleness. Sorry? Self-control. Somebody in this world needs to be told, come on, get some self-control. There's somebody bullying the world at the moment. They need to be told, take control. Anything else? Huh? These are 7? Faithfulness. Wonderful. Anything else? The last one? Great. Something else different now. Something else different. Just be creative. I can start Genesis, Exodus, something like that. All right? Who want to try at least 10 Bible books in the Bible? Let's start from the Old Testament. Anybody want to make a try? Genesis, Exodus, Numbers.
It's on there now.
Good. Okay, New Testament now. Let's start. Mario. Come on. Are you sitting next to someone? Figure them out. Tell them you're doing well. Come on. There's something interesting about Moses visiting the mountain. And I mean, have you ever tried and temptation? Is there anything that troubling you anywhere? We should take it to the Lord in prayer. Moses, from the level of leading, because leaders go through burnouts, stresses of leading the people. But I'm sure some of you are leaders here. You have led for years and you almost say, oh, I surrender. No, not me. No. The Baptists are going for ACM. Is it? Yeah? And you're being told the qualification to be a leader. And somebody already has made their mind. No, not me. Already resolved. Because you don't know the trouble people have given you as a leader, as a steward, as a preacher. Okay?
So Moses leading the movement of retreating back. And some of us as leaders, before you come to your ACL, you need to retreat back and rethink. Because maybe there's nobody there that they can go. But you're saying, not me. So you are. Are you retreating back?
To say, as I am, I'm bringing up my mind from above this church. Or are you retreating to me and see whether that's a model related to me? And I like to have a relationship with this happy reading. Is this a power of gross? Who is the disciple say, wow, I wish it is happening when I've seen it. This is my disciples who are reading and amazed. This is a good cinema, a good video. Even if you ask around the way, you have to use it, was there by then. This is a good drama, you may use it by the time. How many people, it tells me it challenges me to see, how many people go to churches to see spectacular, to see evil, a criminal walking and jumping. Instead of coming to church and asking yourself, what can you do in the church to make it better than it is? We are just participants. To be entertained, isn't it? I had someone today was very nice. Oh, we should say something very amazing. Wow, I wish you could come the next day. I wish that something happened to be longer. But we did tell you that.
Was a form of reflection, not only for his ministry, as well as for his life. I just took my little space to leave. That's why I'm coming like a fresh pastor. I'm like a new graduate from the
beautiful institution. I'm coming in fresh in my mind and in my heart. It is good to rest because you can have this.
And I'm not challenging anybody for taking holiday. I'm just saying, do it with the wisdom of the Holy Spirit. It's not like life is coming to an end. Do like it, knowing that you have another day. Moses went out, and when he went to the mountain to take the trouble that he was facing as a leader, he talked to God about it. But you see what happens. 40, only for 40. The Bible tells us he spent 40 days in that mountain, communing with God, talking with God, telling him his challenges and the problem that he was facing. And as he came down and changed
past.
I wish Lent season could be a challenge for the church, for the believers, for us to take seriously prayers, making some actions. So when we come out of those prayers, we come a changed society. People are praying, fasting, and ready to give. That's my challenge to my motto as I'm leading this Lent season in our circuit in the Northampton Methodist Church. I'm encouraging Christians, pray, fast, 2 days, 3 days, as much as you are capable, but talk to your health doctor, or if you have to, find out what you can abstain from. Save something literal. Put it aside. If you eat lunch, maybe you can reduce the amount of your lunch, maybe by a pound. Put that pound aside. At the end of the day, you might end up putting 40 pounds aside. And you're saying, this money is for my Baptist church mission to see what we can do to change this world. That 40 pounds will be for my Methodist church mission to see what we can do to change the world. And perhaps you could be one of those changing lives of a poor person in Ukraine, in Russia, in Syria, in Peru, name it. You could be one of those changing the life of someone and giving them a hope. Praise the Lord, church. Praise the Lord, church. Jesus is a very good example for what he did. Going away for a while and taking few of his disciples. I wonder why he took few. Maybe he looked, because he was followed by 5,000 people, but he picked only 3. I'm sure those 3 understood his message. Baptist family, you don't need a big number. Only 3 people understand the work of God to keep it moving. The Methodist family, you don't need a big number. Only a few who understand the mission of God's work. Those number are the ones that God uses for a spectacular miracle. In conclusion, we are told Moses, when he came out of the mountain, he came with a special glory. And the people were afraid to look at him. So he veiled himself. We are told when Jesus was transfigured, glory filled his face. I'm sure one way or Moses, the glory was to protect the Israelites from their sin. Because God is a merciful God. He was giving them a second chance to come back to their senses and return to God. The disciples misunderstood that. They said, we have seen something important. Very nice thing. Can we put one tent here for Elijah and another one for Moses? Well, there was a purpose for that. Because Elijah, Moses represented the law, the 5 laws written by Moses as part of instructions so that the church continues to become a family. The world continues to become children of God. Elijah represented all the prophets of God sent by God to declare the oracles of God and the message of God to the world. Reminded them that God has been constantly loving his children to come back to him. And I pray preachers and prophets of God will never get tired declaring the word of God to the world, so that the world can be changed. So in these 40 days, what can we do? What can you do yourself individually. Just reflect about that. I remember I took a challenge one day during a Lent season, and I asked all the people who are working and driving cars to the city of Nairobi, if they could park their car that day and the fuel that they use for that day, put it aside. I asked them, if you could save half of your lunch that you eat on that day, please put it aside. And if you are using mobile bundle, because it's available on bundle, it's not like here you're on a contract bundle, then you put a hair credit in your phone, put it out, put it aside. And I want you to know that great thing that money did, we ended up planting a new church in a new area that is thriving today. Before I came, 2018, it was 3 years old. Who knows, if we put our £40, I don't know how many days maybe we could save, but I'm challenging us practically. I don't know. Families running away from Ukraine, Afghanistan, people in our street homeless, around Kingston area, needy people, my mom ourselves, can really begin to experience a spectacular love of God. And there are people, I said the other, I don't know where I'll put you, I told people, there are people dying, not just for love, they are dying for electro bread. Let us pray. Loving, caring God, we thank you as your children that you brought us together, the Methodist and the Baptist. You are a real reason for bringing us together as two families to be nourished through your word, to be challenged in our faith, so that our faith goes beyond the four walls. May this word of God be a planted seed, so that a day comes when we'll see the results growing together like a small seed. We bring these prayers, Lord, that you keep helping us to reflect upon them. And therefore, we pray together as a church, as we pray for the war conflict between Russia and Ukraine, a war which is not justified, a war of political bullying, forced occupation of the Ukrainian sovereign land. I pray that during prayers like Jesus, he did not respond the way the devil wanted. He responded according to the Holy Spirit. I pray that all the superpowers, including UK, America, China, India, will not be provoked to enter into an direct war siding with any each of them, but will respond with the wisdom of God in a way that neutralizes that war and forces Putin to withdraw his forces in Ukraine. Oh God, I pray they will not participate, because if they participate directly, they will be sponsoring a third world war and fourth world war. As your children fueled by the power of your spirit, we travel by the spirit to neutralize every strategy by the Russian military. We pray in the name of Jesus for an evacuation. We pray for a force withdrawal. Spirit of God forces them to withdraw on humanitarian ground. We pray for a change of heart. At times, confusions are changed But they don't change the habits and the behaviors of the human people. We pray the Holy Spirit convicts the leader of Russia to change his mind and his strategy for the sake of those already in fear, those running away. May the Nordic countries like Finland, Switzerland, Norway not be drawn in these conflicts, and we pray they will play their role in a way of neutralizing forces of the enemy. Thank you for those countries that have already made decisions like China, India, Japan, and United Kingdom America. Yeah, they'll take care of it, they'll not keep quiet, but ensure they play their key role. But we pray that Ukraine does not land, is a land which is supposed to be protected. So we are praying against bombing that is making their soil even unproductive in the years to come. We bring these prayers to all those who are sick, those who are suffering, those who are running away as refugees. And now we bring prayers to our people in our own country, the homeless, the sick, in the hospitals, in the house cares, home cares, and those who provide care. Pray for our children and our young people whom we depend for the church, because they have a role to play in voicing the voices of God as God has made them prophet in this hour. Thank you for Kings of Methodist family and Baptist family and churches together in Kingston. Help us to catch again the vision of moving together as a family. We thank you for those who are sick among ourselves and those who are facing bereavement. Pray for the comfort of God to be upon them. Bring these prayers in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's share the Lord's Prayer together, brothers and sisters. O art in heaven, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as done in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us trespasses as we forgive those trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Lord, we thank you for the gifts of offertory that you will bring to continue supporting your work here at the Baptist Church. Bless them. For the glory of your name, Jesus' name, amen. Could you smile to the person next to you? Tell them, I'm glad I'm here today. Praise the Lord. Yes, yes, yes. Thank you, Barry.
Thank you for being here to play.
Our next theme is, Lord, the light of your love is shining.
Shine, 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 shine
Very good. Let's share the grace together. May the grace. The Lord bless you. It's amen. The blood of the Lord bless you. The Lord keep you and shine his face upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace now and forevermore. Have a cheerful week ahead. God bless.
Thank you.
find it.
I'm going to take a look at